Here's a bit of advice. If you happen to have a library book that is 113 years overdue, don't drop it in the overnight slot. The proper procedure is to go to the counter and explain yourself face to face, telling the no doubt offended librarians how it is that you happen to have a library book that's been missing for over 100 years. They will want to know. And if you don't offer an explanation, as is the case in playwright Glenn Berger's metaphysical one-person mystery play Underneath the Lintel, you may well end up driving your poor librarian crazy. In Lintel, running through March 30th at Main Stage West in Sebastopol, the librarian in question does go a little bit bonkers, becoming consumed with curiosity over that ancient book, a heavily worn travel guide checked out to a man identified only as A. Period, with a home address in China. But then, in the pages of the book, the librarian discovers a laundry ticket for a pair of trousers from a dry cleaner's in London, England, and before he knows it, the librarian, having rarely strayed from his hometown in Hoopdorf in the Netherlands, sets out for England in search of a few answers about the identity of the mysterious Mr. A. And that's when things get weird. Related by the librarian as a sort of rambling lecture, titled An Impressive Presentation of Lovely Evidences, Underneath the Lintel is an epic shaggy dog story covering as much philosophical ground as the librarian eventually covers miles. The truth, or what the librarian comes to believe is the truth, is a whopper, calling into question the randomness of fate, the defiant resilience of the human spirit, and the very nature of God. It's a lot for a little play performed by a single actor, and once you see where all this is going, you may want to catch the show a second time to watch more closely how the show gets there. Directed by John Craven, who gives the show a nicely mounting pace, this is a meaty little evening of theater, one that rests squarely on the shoulders of the actor playing the librarian. Though suffering from a bad cold that was clearly tugging his energy down a bit, John Shillington, as the librarian, is a marvel, playing the befuddled adventurer with a sense of baffled, escalating wonder and a sharply rising sense of indignation and true heartbreak, as he produces one piece of evidence after another from a battered suitcase, each item fitted out with a little numbered tag on a string. He hangs the evidences from a clothesline stretching across the stage. That clothesline is just one of many nice touches Craven brings to the proceedings, though the play could have done without some of the extraneous musical flourishes that are more distracting than supportive. Underneath the Lintel has been getting a lot of play over the last couple of years, like a juicy secret that the theater community is only now beginning to share. It may seem to be just a slight little comedy about the way we find meaning in meaningless coincidences, but don't be fooled. Like the mysterious Mr. A and the librarian who discovers his secret, this is much bigger and far more powerful than it first appears. Underneath the Lintel runs Thursday through Sunday through March 30th at Main Stage West, mainstagewest.com. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.